Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I am joined today by with Dan Schaefer, founder of the Recombobulation Area. At the bottom of the hour, so in about 16 minutes, we are going to be joined by Mayor Katie Rosenberg from Wausau, who's going to talk to us about an actual win when it comes to water in Wausau, because we don't always get a lot of those, but I'm excited to do that. But I'm going to round out this hour still talking about the August 9th primary and what that means going into the November midterm elections. And so right before the break, I asked you, Dan, what you thought about turnout. And based on record turnout in Wisconsin in 2020 to then have, I think in spring 2021 for the superintendent race, that was a statewide election, there was like 7%. Statewide of people who voted in that election. And then fast forward a year to the nonpartisan municipal county elections across the state, but most notably, I think, in Milwaukee, where we live, for the mayor's race. And again, pretty bad turnout. So is that more of the partisan-nonpartisan divide of how ramped up people get because of their ideology and their party affiliation, or do you think people are burned out, or what do you think turnout's going to be like, at least in Wisconsin, let alone nationwide, based on all of the current events that are happening right now? Oh, are you muted?
There. Sorry, I think there definitely is some burnout when it comes to voters in Wisconsin. We've just had so much to deal with at the ballot box. But I also think that, you know, as people begin to focus on this race, I wonder what the turnout's going to be. I do think the turnout on the Republican side is going to be stronger than the Democratic side, because I think we saw some recent polling indicate, just a more motivated Republican base of voters. And I think they're going to be, you know, and governor is a job that's closer to home. Mm-hmm. So I think there's going to be more people at the polls for that one. I do worry that we're going to see lower turnout with the Democratic side, because I think, you know, a lot of these candidates are new to statewide races. You know, they're not the type of candidates that, you know, it's not like there's a member of Congress running that people have known for a while or whatever. I mean, Barnes is in his first term as lieutenant governor. Same with Sarah Godlewski, a state treasurer. You know, people know Alex Lazary from the Bucks Arena stuff, but not much beyond that. So I think people are still kind of getting to know these candidates. And so I do think there could be some lower turnout on the Democratic side. And hopefully, you know, hopefully that's not the case. I think maybe people just haven't really focused on this race yet, besides outside of the very motivated people who are part of the parts of the Democratic Party who are already voted and who have been accustomed to early voting over the last couple of years. So, but I do worry that the turnout won't be great. And I think, if you're listening to this show, you should start telling your friends to get ready for that August 9th primary.
Well, for the primary, but then, because it will be interesting to see. I can totally see a situation where there's almost record turnout for the primary itself, because it's so rare that we have such competitive races in both parties.
In both, yeah.
But does that mean it's then an indicator of how many people will, because it's always a percentage, right? There's less people who vote in the primary than who end up voting in the November election, because there's usually less attention to it. But it'll be, I don't know, I think it'll be interesting. I think I was listening to New York Times, the Daily podcast, in my drive into the studio this morning, and they've just done some polling that maybe things will not be as bad for the Democrats as potentially once predicted earlier in the year, because, you know, gas prices are starting to come down a little bit. There's other things with the overturn of Roe and gun violence and the January 6th hearing. So there's some stuff that it may not be as much of a massacre, to keep on with the violent rhetoric that is so entrenched in our vernacular when it comes to talking about politics, which I am totally guilty of and trying to trade myself to get out of, but it's a process. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But one thing I wanted to quickly close with before we move on to the second hour talking to Mayor Rosenberg, the Secretary of State is a position, at least in Wisconsin, this is different in different states, that is basically useless, right? Like they would, what did they do? They take care of the state seal. They, you know, they don't do a lot.
It's a lot of just formalities, you know.
A lot of formalities. So, but for the last 48 years, despite how purple Wisconsin is and the up and down of Tommy Thompson and Walker and back and forth between Republicans and Democrats, for 48 years that position's been held by a Democrat, and basically by one specific Democrat, Doug LaFollette.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have a lot of responsibility, but for this year, now Republicans want that seat back, and they want that seat back because they want to, like it is in many other states, give the powers that are currently with the Wisconsin Election Committee to oversee our elections back to that one politically elected partisan position or office.
Right.
So it's an interesting situation because if Republicans win that seat, they will give that seat more power back. But if they lose a seat, they're not going to give that seat more power back. So Democrats are now in this position of needing to defend a seat that if they win will still be basically useless. Am I understanding this correctly?
Yeah, yeah. And one of the top state Republicans, Amy Loudenbeck, left the legislature to run for this role to make it a more partisan office. Right. And so I think it's a strange dynamic then where you have someone running as a Democrat to not want to do anything differently with it. Right. I mean, it's a very strange situation.
Yeah. Because then he also has a challenger in the primary.
Right.
And so, you know, there's someone who is 81 who is potentially going to retire but isn't, but who hasn't lost in 4 decades.
Since before I was born.
Since before both of us were born. And so, in certain ways, he's kind of a sure thing, even if he is a little feckless.
Eccentric.
Eccentric with his sun hat. So, it's just, there's nothing really I have to say besides it's just a crazy situation to add to the other crazy politics that we have in Wisconsin. But watch out for that primary as well, because it's potentially going to be either a very powerful position or continue to be a fairly powerless position. But all right, when we come back, we are going to be joined by Mayor Katie Rosenberg from Wausau to talk about her hard work, and I'm sure many people in Wausau's hard work, to install a new water treatment system that is going to potentially really solve their PFAS issue. So I'm fascinated by this. Can't wait to hear what it took to get this done. Join us at 106. Hold right now for the bottom of the hour news, but this is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bray.